Hey, when you set up a barbed wire fence, you've got to dig holes for the
posts.
What would you call a fence or a wall that's made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from the field?
Oh, you could call it rubble, I guess. You could also call it a rock wall,
okay,
for that matter.
Okay.
Depends on what size the pieces were, I guess.
Yeah. What would you call your best dish? What you said they're made out of?
China.
Okay. And have you ever heard of an egg being made out of that?
Oh, a darning egg.
Okay. If you didn't call it a darning egg, but you just call it by what it's made out of, what would you have to say if a...
It's a China egg.
Okay. Okay, what would you use to carry water?
A bucket.
Okay, would it be made out of wood or metal?
Metal.
Okay. What if it was made out of plastic? What would you call it?
A bucket.
Okay. Did you ever hear of the kind of thing that people might keep in the kitchen to throw scraps in, you know, food scraps in, and they later take it out and throw it to the pigs?
I wouldn't throw it to the pigs. I put it in my compost pit, but... I don't know what you'd call that.
Okay. What kind of cooking utensils are
there? Well, they're pots and their pans and their spoons and their baking dishes,
mm-hmm,
casseroles.
What do you fry eggs?
Frying pan.
Okay, what's it made out of?
Iron.
Okay. Have you ever seen one that
had legs? Usually
the lid, too, just about 50. Like, about 3 inches.
No.
Okay. Wish I hadn't, though. Yeah. I
wish
you could maybe...
Because
the power went off or something, you had to use an open fire.
Right, you had to cook over the open fire.
Right. What would you call something that's big and black that you had out in the backyard and they pour water in?
A kettle.
Okay. And what would you call a container in the house, or sometimes in glass, that you might put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. And when you set the table, what do you call the eating utensils that you put beside the plate?
The silverware.
Okay. And individually, they'd be called?
Knife, spoon, and fork. The knife, the spoon, and the fork. Pardon me. The fork. That's interesting.
Oh, would you say that again? Because I'm afraid I laughed over it while you said it.
The knife, the spoon, and the fork.
Okay. And if you had steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. let's see. After somebody washes the dishes, then he or she puts them in clear water.
Rinses.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
The dish rag.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
The dish towel.
Okay. And what do you call a small square terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
The washcloth.
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a...
towel.
Okay. And when you go in the kitchen to turn on the water comes out of the...
faucet.
Okay. And if it were outside, where you hook up the hose, you'd call it...
hydrant.
Okay. And, used to be flour. It used to come in a big wooden tall thing, round,
mm-hmm,
that you'd call